Well, anyway, I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa, formerly of Cultivating the Lovely, and on this podcast, we focus on wellness, beauty, style, planning, and life. Basically, life is messy, and here we learn to live well anyway. So join me on this journey as we figure it out together, and just to get us started, I'll go first. And today, in this episode, I'm so excited because this is a question that I get from so many listeners and followers all the time, is how do you do gua sha? People know that I do it, I've been doing it for about a year now, but I always feel like I don't know enough information about it to be doing some sort of demo or showing people what I do because I am still in the midst of learning all about it. And so when I found today's guest on Instagram, I was like, ah, finally, it's someone who's not only showing how to do it, but giving all of the background and the why and the wherefore about how to do gua sha and facial massage and facial reflexology. I find it so interesting. I have been following her tutorials and learning so much. So I am so excited to have Jackie Van Ruler from Mind Body Beauty Institute on today's show. So we are covering both wellness and beauty and life in today's episode. And I am so excited for you guys to be able to hear everything that she has to say and to access her resources. It was a really fun episode to record. But before we get there, you guys, if you just love Live Well Anyway, and you love all of the content that we have here, then I want you to be able to access even more content and really be brought into the Live Well Anyway community, because there is so much more than just what this podcast has to offer. I do daily videos where we talk about all kinds of things regarding wellness, beauty, style, planning, and life. We talk about all of it. I show you how to do things. I give you an inside glimpse into my life and how I am living well anyway. We've got so much there, mini casts, community, principles, challenges. There is so much packed into the Live Well Together Patreon community. So why don't you head over to patreon.com/livewelltogether and check it out. See what we've got over there. We've got new content coming out every single month. I partner with Katie Duckett, my very good friend, who helps give a lot of the more Enneagram 2 side of things, the lovely and the beautiful and the relational. And our partnership works so synergistically that I feel like we're able to deliver content to the Patreon community that is just fun and well-rounded and a really good time and really beneficial to all of our lives. So we want you to join us over there, become a part of the community, get to know all the other ladies, come to patreon.com/livewelltogether and see what we've got going on every single day. Okay, without further ado though, let's get into this gua sha facial reflexology episode with Jackie Van Ruler. Welcome, Jackie.
Thank you.
I am so excited to have you on today because this is a topic that people ask me about all the time. And while I practice these things, I'm still learning about them. And so I'm like, don't ask me to tell you how to do this. I do not know what I'm doing enough. So I am so excited to have you on the show. So would you like to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yeah. So first, thank you for having me. I'm Jackie Van Ruler, and I am the founder of the Mind Body Beauty Institute. And what I do is I show people how to take care of their skin, basically through facial massage. Mm-hmm. And that ends up having a whole effect on the body and on their mental, emotional well-being as well.
And I'm so excited about this because I got into gua sha and learning about facial reflexology because, you know, obviously I want to look young. I want to keep my skin in good shape, you know, let's just be honest. But then, yeah, I know, right? But then as I really started to learn more about it and I started to find out all these other benefits that it has for your whole body. And I mean, that's something I feel like I've really been learning about, especially over the last couple of years, is just how interconnected everything is. And, you know, I mean, we think about it when we're like, oh, well, I feel tired. It shows up in your face, but we don't then connect the same thing when you're having a lot of stress or a lot of emotions or, you know, that, oh, duh, those things are going to show up in your skin and that sort of thing as well. And so I love that you kind of take it to that next level. So will you explain what gua sha and facial reflexology even are?
Yeah. So, well, gua sha is I mean, it obviously it comes from traditional Chinese medicine, and gua sha literally means to pull up blood.
Okay.
Obviously, we're doing it on the face, we're not pulling up blood, but when they do it on the body, they're doing it pretty vigorously. And the goal is to break up like stagnation and bring blood to the surface, or actually cause bruising. When it was brought here, we decided that that was not what we wanted on our faces.
Yeah.
So people have been doing that then with the same, like a gua sha board or gua sha stone, but using it with oil. And the goal was to activate some of the, like the meridian points and things like that on the face, and also to move lymph. As I got into it, I actually realized you could stretch, not stretch necessarily, it sounds like a weird word, but almost stretch the skin in a little bit to break up fascial adhesions.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens with fascia is when your fascia gets stuck together, it doesn't allow lymph to move. And so you have these like little dams that are preventing your lymph from moving. And when you get stagnant lymph, it's basically like water building up like a swamp underneath the surface of your skin. And that's what causes inflammation. Mm-hmm. And inflammation, of course, causes aging. So I use a board to, or the stones to break apart those fascial adhesions. So if you think about it, like in the morning when you wake up, you stretch. And when you're stretching your body, you're breaking apart these little fascial adhesions that have occurred at night from you laying in the same position. But we so don't touch our face, we don't touch our neck and our shoulders very often, and then we don't ever break apart those fascial adhesions. So that's what I teach my clients how to do with the gua sha stones. Then reflexology works directly through the nervous system. And your nervous system is your body's way of communicating. It's your body communicating to your brain communicating to your body. And when we get a lot of stressors and things like that, it actually builds up in our nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, you can actually feel these little lumps and bumps in your face that indicate where there's like blocked energy between your brain and your body.
And it's so interesting because I've heard of reflexology, like with your feet and some with your hands and that sort of thing. But I never would have thought you had those points on your face too.
Right? Yeah, I know. You've always heard of it in other parts of your body. But yeah, your face. And your face is just a big message board for your body.
Yeah.
So depending on where you have wrinkles or breakouts or hyperpigmentation or even like moles or things like that, can all show you where you may be holding some stress in your body, and then areas to work to help to relieve that stress.
That's so interesting. And I mean, I am just like on the very front edge of starting this. I've been doing the gua sha longer than I have the facial reflexology. But it's been so interesting as I've been watching your videos and trying some of these things. I mean, you can just in the moment, it's just a relaxing thing to be able to do for your body. But even as you were talking about with the lymph, like it just seems like a good basic practice that we would want our lymph moving through our body. We don't want that stagnant just for like health. That doesn't sound like a good idea. And you're so right. I would never think of like, oh, I need to like stretch my face and get things working. But that's the place that I want it to look the best. Like nobody's going to see my shoulders or my armpits, you know, when I'm stretching, but I want my face to look good. And then to have it have such a big impact on your health as well. So I am curious, just like going back to the start, what even got you interested in this? How did you start finding out about it and pursuing it? Like what were kind of the initiating things for you with all these methods?
Well, for me, like I was a nurse I was a nurse for almost 20 years.
Oh, wow.
And when I got out of nursing, I was like, you know, I want to try something different and I don't really know what. And so I really had no idea, but I had gone to massage school right after nursing school. And I remembered that we would exchange treatments a lot. And I was like, God, that like just felt really good to like get touched that much. And so I was like, you know, I'll go to aesthetic school, even if it's just for the idea of like exchanging facials, you know, and skincare. And so I really didn't think I was going to do it as a career. But I got in there and we did do a lot of exchanges and it felt good. And, so then, you know, I got into just doing regular, like waxing, and I was doing microneedling and a couple of other more intense treatments because I thought that that's where I was going to see the most effects for my clients,
mm-hmm.
with doing those more harsh, you know, chemical peels, microneedling, those types of things. But I got a advertisement to go to a gua sha class. And I remember when I saw the advertisement, I was like, gua sha, I'm like, I don't know if I want to take this class, you know? Like, it didn't really sound appealing to me at all. But I was like, so there's something about it. And I did end up signing up for the class. And I thought, well, you know, at the very minimum, like, maybe it'll feel good.
Yeah.
Before I then like go poke their face with needles. And I'm always somebody who like takes before and after pictures. Mm-hmm. And in that class, like the most amazing before and after pictures. I mean, just seeing people's face becoming more contoured, brighter, just the changes were remarkable. And I was like, I think this is better than the microneedling and the chemical peels I've been doing. And it was like, even the person I worked on got amazing pictures, but then she got amazing pictures on me as well. Mm-hmm. And I just started doing it more and more. And then I started taking more and more facial massage classes. And I literally was like, the pictures were just incredible.
I have to say that out of anything that I've done, gua sha has the most immediate visible difference to my skin.
Yes, because you're immediately like, you're literally cleaning your skin from the inside out with moving lymph. Mm-hmm. And you're literally like brightening it up. And, you know, in Chinese medicine, we call that shen, when you can actually like see like that brightness in your spirit shining through your skin. And that's what you get when you get that facial massage.
Yeah.
And then somehow I found a book on facial reflexology, and I read through the book like in one sitting, and I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. But I was afraid to try it on clients, and I didn't have tools or anything. So I was looking all over for classes, couldn't find one, finally found a class and literally signed up for it like the second I saw it, even though at the time I lived in Colorado and it was in Tennessee. I'm like, I don't care. I'm there. I'm going to get there somehow. I'm going to be at this class.
Yeah.
And just addicted right away. And just was like, yep, I know that this is like my purpose going forward.
Well, and it's interesting that as I've tried it and I've seen some people do it online, you can see like the different points that they will, I don't know what the right terminology is, but like activate on their face. You can tell that different points react differently, like they get redder, and which obviously must then link to that's an area of their body that is really needing that. Is that, am I thinking of that right?
Yes, you are. Yeah. So definitely areas that feel more tender, I say tender, tense, or zingy, or if it's getting red really easily, or if it just feels really stuck when you're working in it, are definitely areas that just need more love and attention.
Yeah. And so, and it's not just, I mean, you obviously have a large focus on the face, but I've seen you do like the chest and that sort of thing. And I've seen some other people that I follow, like do their legs, and it's not just for your face, right? You can do gua sha on your whole body.
Oh, you can do it anywhere. Yeah, for sure. And actually that's where I really want to kind of focus next, is like, where else on your body can you do this? That's really going to make a huge difference, because you have, you know, a large concentration of lymph nodes in your, you know, shoulders and chest, in your groin, you know, by your knees, by your ankles, all those different joint areas. And so if you can open those up, it's just going to flow more easily. And anytime you have more flow in your body, you're going to be healthier.
Yeah. And does it help with cellulite? That's a big question.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if you know what cellulite is, it's literally fascia getting stuck together around fat cells.
Well, I'm all in. Whatever you want to teach us about, I am here for it.
But I haven't done a ton of research on cellulite itself, but even through facial reflexology, getting more energy flow.
Yeah.
Those areas, you know, if you're to get more energy flow through your thighs and those areas, it's going to help with cellulite and weight loss. I have helped many people with weight loss.
That's so interesting.
I know, right?
Yeah. Okay, everybody, you know, on this show, we talk about living well anyway, making the most of our lives even when things are chaotic and messy. But sometimes we need a little bit of extra help. We need that outside support, someone to come alongside us and help us sort through things, whether it's things from the past or things that are currently going on. I know that therapy has been a big game changer for me personally, especially over the past 3.5 years, to be able to sort through everything with my PTSD, but also just help me to stay on top of life in general. And so that's why I want to talk about BetterHelp. BetterHelp is such a great resource, especially because you can do it all from home. You don't have to worry about going anywhere, but you're going to get that licensed professional therapist who can help you to be able to get through some of these bigger hurdles and live your best life. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. They have a broad range of expertise available, which may not even be locally available to many people in different areas around the world. And the service is worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor, and you'll get a timely and thoughtful response. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you won't have to go into an uncomfortable waiting room dealing with masks and childcare and all of that. You can do it all from the comfort of your own home. BetterHelp is also committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if you ever need to. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. And if we have learned anything from the last year, it's that our mental health is more important than ever. So don't wait another day. Get the help that you need to really start living well. Visit betterhelp.com/livewell. That's better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. I am so grateful that this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Live Well Anyway listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/livewell. Like, and it feels so good too. I mean, it genuinely, I especially have like a lot of sinus issues. And I find that when I am really doing my gua sha more regularly, it does bring me more relief. And it helps just to definitely feel like things are moving through and opened up. And it really makes a huge difference. I've been surprised to see just how much of a difference it makes.
And reflexology is amazing for sinus issues.
So I need to learn more about that.
You can literally clear up sinus issues in like minutes. It's amazing.
Wow. Wow. So if people are just getting started and they're like, okay, I'm intrigued. What you guys are talking about sounds interesting, but I have no idea what to do or where to start.
Yep.
What do people need to know like from the get-go?
Well, the first thing is that, you know, like in my videos, I always show working with a tool, but when you're doing facial reflexology, you can start with working with your fingers. You can start working with the side of a knuckle. Or the other thing I recommend is a metal crochet hook, which you can get, you know, at a craft store for, you know, $4 or $5. And so, yeah, just start with that and see if you notice a difference. And then, you know, once you get a reflexology tool there, you know, it's a one-time purchase, so you're not like repurchasing it. And when you start doing facial massage, you start using a whole lot less products because you're actually activating your body's natural oil production. So if your skin's too oily, it will slow down that oiliness. And if it's too dry, it's going to enhance moisturization. Mm-hmm. So it really helps your body to do the work for you. So over time, you're going to spend a whole lot less money on products and services and things like that.
That's so interesting because I talk about products a lot. I'm a big fan of good skincare products, but you know, it changes all throughout the year. It changes as your hormones are changing. Yep. And I've even noticed that lately, like what the heck? Like I had this whole system I was using, it seemed to be working well, but it's changing and I need to, you know, I keep thinking I need to figure out different products that I need to be using. But in some ways, I've also been thinking like maybe I need to kind of strip down to the basics right now and do more of these kinds of things to see kind of where my skin is even at and what it even needs.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I actually have got switched to using no products.
Wow.
At that point. And when my skin begins to feel dry, I just know I haven't been massaging it enough and that there's some area that because basically when your fascia gets released, it holds on to moisture. When it's stuck together, it becomes dry and dehydrated. So whenever my skin's dry, like I know that I can tell I haven't done my massages.
Yeah. So if people, I love the idea of the crochet hook. Actually, the other day when I was watching you do one of the videos and I was trying to follow along, this sounds ridiculous. I'm fully aware. But I got my daughters those pencils for Valentine's Day where you like take the little pencil out of the top and you put it in the bottom.
You know? Uh-huh. Yep.
And they had a cap on them that had like a rounded end to it.
Okay.
Sitting at my desk, I was like, well, I've got that. Like, I'll just try that. Like,
at least you just start with what you start with.
Yeah. It's a way to get started. But I do have just like a very basic gua sha stone that I got off of Amazon, you know. So as far as like tools, like you're saying, you can kind of make do and figure stuff out. But if you're going to start getting tools to be using for this, like what are your recommendations?
Yeah, so I have two gua sha tools that I sell on my website. Mm-hmm. That I really like because most gua sha tools are not made to be used in the way that I use them. Mm-hmm. So like your Amazon stone probably would not work well because mm-hmm. it'll skip against the skin. So when I'm using it, I'm not using any oils. I don't want it to glide. I want it to glide sort of, but I want a little bit of that stretch on the skin to break apart those adhesions.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's going to freak people out when I say the word stretched. You're not actually stretching your skin.
Yeah.
What you'll actually notice is that your skin becomes more plump and hydrated because it is holding on to that more moisture. But if you do that with a stone that's not made to do that, it'll skip on the skin. And what you're doing instead is moving lymph instead of draining it. So you're not opening up those passageways for it to drain. And then you'll get more inflammation in different areas and cause breakouts. So I've had many people reach out to me like, I've been doing what you've been telling me to do, but I've been getting more breakouts. And then I have to ask what kind of stone they're using. So if you are using a more generic stone, then do it as most people do with some oil, mm-hmm. moving outwards and downwards.
Okay.
A lot of the moves I do are upwards because we're working to open up the drainage passageways.
Mm-hmm.
The other way, we're actually just draining lymph, but sometimes you're working against tight fascia to do so.
And so what makes those stones that you sell different?
Their edges are a little bit thinner.
Okay.
And they're just the type of stone that they are, that one is a muakate jasper and the other is a jade nephrite.
Okay.
They just, the way that they are able to glide across the skin without an oil
mm-hmm.
is what makes them different.
Okay. And now I've also seen like there's smooth edges to stones and there's also ones that look almost like more like a comb. Mm-hmm. What is the difference there? Why would you use one over the other? Can you speak to that?
You know, the two stones I have like little serrated edges. They're not as part of it.
Mm-hmm.
They're not like a comb because I've seen the ones that are like a big comb mm-hmm. too. Like the big comb ones I've just used like through the scalp.
Mm-hmm.
But the serrated edges I'll use like on the chest or on the jawline or areas that are going to be a little bit tighter
mm-hmm.
on people to help break up some of that tension.
Okay. So it's just kind of like an extra amount of.
Yeah. An extra oomph.
Yes. I could use an extra oomph. So
yeah, they're really great for the jawline and really great for like the front of the chest where like people just tend to hold quite a bit of tension.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was something, you know, I never really thought about until, you know, I have PTSD from an abusive marriage that I was in. And so I went through counseling for a number of years and she would always say like, where do you feel it in your body? And I had never really thought about that before, but now I'm so much more acutely aware of like, oh, my body responds, you know, it's like that book, The Body Keeps the Score, The Body Knows. Yeah. And I definitely do feel that in my chest. And it wasn't until the other day when I was seeing one of your videos, like, oh yeah, I don't even really ever think of opening that up. And that kind of, you said in the video that almost should be, and correct me if I'm wrong, obviously, but should that be kind of where we start with like the chest and the neck to open things up so that the face can then drain?
Yes, exactly. So I usually start with like the chest and the shoulders and the neck. Moving my way up. So I'm opening up all of those passageways as I go. Because your neck, think of your neck as just a big funnel. So mm-hmm. it's a funnel between your face. And so if your neck is tight, you're just going to trap fluid and inflammation and all those things in your face when you want them to drain into your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most people don't think about that. Most people sit here, like our shoulders are up to our ears and our neck is forward because we're on our computers or our phones all the time. But that has a huge effect on your face and aging and all kinds of health issues.
Yeah. Well, and I think we see it in a lot of even the work that people get done on their faces. Like a lot of times you're looking at somebody, you're like, oh, well, their face looks great, but look at their neck. Like their neck shows their age, that obviously they're way older than their face is letting on.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think it is so important that we don't just isolate things. Like, I think that's the biggest thing I've been learning through all of this is how interconnected it all is, which I've kind of mentioned already. But it was like a light bulb went on when I heard you say that, like, that's where you need to start so that it has some place to go and you can actually move that stuff through there, because it's not just for the sake of like, oh, I just want my face to look good. And when I think I want my face to look good, I start on my face, but you got to kind of hit these other areas as well.
Yeah. And the neck is the number one thing. If people did nothing but work on their neck, they would see a huge improvement in aging.
That's so interesting.
In fact, I have a little free, like a free video series that basically is called the number one thing to do to age gracefully. And it's all about working areas directly on your neck, but also reflex points on your face that correspond to the neck. Because if you have good flow and movement through your neck, you know, that's really the number one thing that'll help you to age gracefully.
Okay, where do I find this? As soon as we get off of here, I think that's going to be what I do next.
So probably the best way to find it is to go to my Instagram page, which is at the Mind Body Beauty Institute.
Okay.
It's not the, it's just at Mind Body Beauty Institute. And if you go into the link in my profile, I have three free things that people can start with. One is that the number one thing to do to age gracefully, and that's all about the neck. Then I have a free 30-day, I think it's called Love Your Face, Love Your Life. And it's just a little library of reflexology and I'm going to say gua sha, but it's more facial neck massage videos. And then I have one that is more for estheticians, massage therapists. It's called The Five Elements on Your Face. And it goes deeper into the five element theory. It's like a mini course for my facial reflexology course, which is called The Five Elements Facial Flow.
Okay. So you took all that information and how it was so hard to find information about it, and you created a course so that people can learn more about it.
Exactly. Yes.
That's awesome.
I took a couple of facial reflexology classes that were really great, but when I got done with them, I was like, God, I feel like there's a piece missing. Like I felt like I couldn't fully like incorporate it all in my brain. And as I was working on people, the thing I kept noticing was that everybody's like, oh my God, I just feel so good after this. You know, I had one client who came in, she'd just been in a huge fight with her husband. And she was like, just mad when she came in and angry. And by the time we were done, she's like, I can't even remember what I was like mad about. I couldn't even like muster up anger right now if I tried.
Wow.
And I was like, well, that's cool.
Another client
who came in who just had a horrible week at work. She was a therapist, and she had a client who was suicidal that she'd been dealing with all week, and she had to give up a trip with her boyfriend, and just like things the whole week had just been going bad for her. And she's like, I almost called you to cancel, but I knew I would feel better afterwards.
Yeah.
And she left and she's like, put this on your website. I came in here feeling like a one and now I'm a 10. I was
That's amazing. I love that.
Yeah. So it was things like that where I'm like, I started just kind of researching the emotional piece of it. Cause I'm like, there's something here. Mm-hmm. And that's what led me more into that five element theory of traditional Chinese medicine.
That's so interesting. Yeah. I did acupuncture through a lot of the time where I was dealing with my PTSD and that sort of thing. And I thought it was so helpful to kind of have, you know, that undergirding all the other processing that I was doing. But man, massage is always like top of my list. But I've not had it on my face. And like, what a difference that could make too. I love that you've created a resource so that it can, you know, hopefully more practitioners can be learning this and incorporating it into their practices.
I hope so. Yeah, that's basically what I do, is I train other practitioners so that we can get this out into the world. Cause it is great for things like PTSD. I mean, it just is working to calm down that nervous system, mm-hmm. out of that constant fight or flight or that constant like frozen feeling, and gets you more into a state of balance.
Yeah. And even just the couple of things that I've done that I've seen on your Instagram, because I know I have high cortisol levels, like you just can't kind of come out of what I've been through and like continually am dealing with court and, you know, all that kind of thing and not have cortisol. And when I take the time to do these things that you are showing, like I just, it's calming to your system. That's the only way I can think to describe it, is like you feel like you can kind of like take a deep breath again once you've done it.
Exactly. And that's the thing, is like your nervous system stores all the trauma that you've experienced in your life. Mm-hmm. And then if it's something that reminds you of that, it sends out those stress hormones. And so what the reflexology does is it's calming down that nervous system. And instead of sending out stress hormones, it's helping you to send out those feel-good chemicals like serotonin and epinephrine and endorphins and dopamine and things that are going to help you to just live your life in a better way.
Yeah. Well, and I was watching your video on under eye bags the other day, which I just recently have started feeling like, oh, I'm having this pop up. I haven't really like felt like I've dealt with that before. So I'm going to watch this video and figure out like what I can do with the gua sha and reflexology to like help me get rid of it. But then when you were talking about it and you're like, this, you can do all of this, but really this means you're probably just not dealing with your emotions. And it was like, hey, I feel called out. What do you mean? Oh, I've been stuffing all of this and that's why it's showing up under my eyes. Okay, fine. You're right. So I have to go cry or something to like get rid of this, which is so counterintuitive. Because I think like I cry and then my face is going to be all puffy and it's going to be worse. But you just like nailed it on the head, because there has been so much going on and I was just stuffing it all in. Like, oh, interesting. So this is, would you just talk about that specific thing with the under eye baggage? Because I thought it was so intriguing. All right, ladies, this episode is sponsored by Apostrophe, a prescription skincare company for people that are ready to take their acne seriously. And man, am I grateful, because I was ready to take my 14-year-old acne seriously. You guys, it's hard to do the whole dermatology thing, especially for teens. You've got to take them out of school. You got to get the prescription from the pharmacy. It's just a lot, and I think it can even be a little embarrassing for them. But all of that changed with Apostrophe. Apostrophe makes it easy to see a board-certified dermatologist online. You get treated immediately and your medications are delivered to your home. You simply fill out Apostrophe's online questionnaire about your skin concerns and medical history, then just snap a few selfies and your dermatologist will get back to you with a customized treatment plan tailored just for you. We did this for my 14-year-old. It was super simple and quick. He didn't have to be embarrassed about it. And it was so nice to just have the medication show up right to our door. And one of the best parts about Apostrophe is they offer both topical and oral medications, so you can treat your acne from the inside out and the outside in, if that's the route you choose to go. And not only does Apostrophe treat acne, they can also help you with your other skincare goals, like reducing redness, wrinkles, and even dark spots. We have just loved how simple this process has been. We got an almost immediate response once we turned in my son's photos. And he has a really easy treatment plan to follow. He just has to put on the cream every night, and we're already starting to see a difference in his skin. You can get $15 off your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/livewell and use our code LIVEWELL. This code is only available to my listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/livewell and click Begin Visit. And then use the code LIVEWELL at sign up and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's apostrophe.com/livewell and use the code LIVEWELL to get your dermatology visit for $15 off. And I just want to thank Apostrophe for sponsoring LIVEWELL anyway and clearing up my son's skin.
Yeah, so pretty much anything that shows up on your face is sending you a message. It's saying, you know, hey, here's what's going on. Here's what's going on. So bags under the eyes are, in Chinese medicine, face reading, are called unshed tears. And so it's when you've been carrying something around with you that's like, it's so emotional, but you're not letting those emotions out. And it affects your kidneys and emotionally. Your kidneys are all about your energy, your brain power, your motivation, your life purpose. And so if you're carrying around this emotional baggage, it's affecting all of those things. So it's affecting your energy and your ability to get things done and your ability to fulfill your life's purpose.
So interesting. I think we're, especially in the West, we're taught to like disconnect so much. Yes. And, you know, whatever's showing up in your body, it's just, you know, just has to do with your body. But it is so much more interconnected. And I think when we can start, I mean, I think of it as, you know, even with like food allergies, everyone's kind of been starting to learn about that in the last few years, I would say more than ever before. You can get tests by places like Everly Well and figure out exactly, you know, specifically what your body reacts to and what your body needs, which is different than, you know, Joe Schmo down the street who has, you know, it's harder to just subscribe to one diet method that's going to work for you because all of our bodies are different and we all have different experiences and carry things different. And so I kind of think of that the same way with this. We all have different emotions and different everything that are showing up in our skin and in our bodies. And if we can be attacking it from a lot of different angles, you know, dealing with our emotions, doing things like the reflexology and the gua sha and that sort of thing to work on it from the outside in, you know, we're going to have so much better results if we hit all of the different ways that our body is responding to all of the stimuli in our lives.
Yes. And think about it too, as like your nervous system's job is to keep you safe. Yeah. So if we're going through everything that you've gone through, your body's going to tell you now is not the time to release this emotion. You don't have time to do that right now.
Yeah.
You get out of this, the safety thing. And when you feel more safe, your body's like, okay, now it's time to do this. And you're probably, but I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with this now.
Yeah.
For longer and longer when really it's just like getting it out. That's going to be most helpful for us and to help us to process what has happened and get over it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how long now, weeks, I've been telling my friends, like, I just feel like breaking something and like screaming and then crying about it. But ain't nobody got time for that. So I'm just going to keep stuffing it down. And then, you know, you'll find me under the covers because I just don't want to deal with it.
Right. But sometimes, and that's what you have to do. And even if, you know, kick everybody out of the house and just scream and shout and throw a few dishes.
I know. And then like one of my practical friends is like, okay, find like an old mug that you don't like anymore. Put it in a plastic bag so you don't make a mess. And the practical way to get it done instead of just making more difficulties for myself.
I know a woman who throws events called Women Throwing Plates.
Oh, that's
like, she'll literally like host this like Women Throwing Plates. It's like, get your anger and aggression out. And, you know, you write what you're mad about on your plate and then you throw it against a wall and they clean it all up for you.
That's awesome.
Right.
Yeah. I feel like I need to go to that or like a Greek wedding.
Right.
Just like smash everything. Maybe there's something to that. That's why they start their marriages by smashing cutlery and plates. So if, you know, somebody is intrigued, they're like, okay, I want to learn more. They can go to your Instagram. They can go to your website and be learning some of these methods. But if people are just like, I don't have time to like learn everything under the sun, like how can they start incorporating this on a daily basis in a simple way that is going to be the most effective? Obviously, we're limited in a podcast to be able to show people what they need to do. That's really why you guys need to go to Jackie's channel on Instagram. But how do you recommend they just like start getting moving with these practices?
Well, they could either, I mean, I have a ton of free videos right on my Instagram. I do an IGTV video, like at least several times a week that on different topics. The best way is to join my Love Your Face, Love Your Life Reflex Challenge. It has a library of, I think, about 30 different videos, and you can choose whichever ones pertain most to you. And then you have access to that for 40 days.
Oh, wow.
Just start using it, start playing with it, see what works for you, what you notice. I always tell people to start out slowly, because if you've had a lot of stuck, stagnant energy for a while, you don't want to let them go out and spend about an hour working on your face.
Yeah.
About 5 minutes. You should be releasing that, and as then add up a little bit more. So you're at, you know, 10 minutes, and then, you know, usually 15 minutes a day is tops of what I would do, unless you're like receiving a treatment, which is just most spectacular.
Yeah.
But then you're not having to do anything. You're just laying on a table going, oh my God, this is heavenly.
Yeah, I know. Where do I sign up for that? That's what I need right now.
I also have a list of practitioners on my website of people I've trained. So.
Oh, awesome.
That's where you find that.
That's helpful. Good to know.
Yeah. So yeah, but that's probably where I would start. And again, you can just start using your fingers. And I do even have a video on my Love Your Face, Love Your Life library that's just hand exercises.
Okay.
And if people didn't have anything, they could do that for 30 days and just notice what your skin feels like after using your face daily.
And take some pictures, people, because that's where you can really see like the actual proof of it. But so if people are incorporating this, they want to do it on a daily basis, what do you recommend? Like, what time of day is best for your skin? Is your skin the most responsive? Like, when do you recommend that people actually do it?
Well, I like to do it first thing in the day because I want to get rid of that puffiness and stuff in my face.
Sure.
So first thing in the day, your skin's going to look better all day long. Some people really like doing it right before they go to bed because it helps them relax and get to sleep. I just say whenever you will do it is the best time.
Yeah. True. Very true.
But yeah, I like at least just opening up the chest, neck, and shoulders first thing in the morning is just great for getting things moving and flowing through your neck.
Do you ever incorporate this with like a specific type of exercise, like yoga or Pilates, or have you seen something else like in addition to it amplify the benefits?
You know what I've been doing with it that I'm loving is breath work.
Oh, okay.
Because so much of your skin depends on how well you're breathing. Mm-hmm. And rhythmic movement of your breathing also helps to encourage your digestion, and it encourages lymph flow through your body.
Interesting.
But yeah, yoga.
So many interconnected things.
Any sort of exercise is going to be helpful to you for movement and just keeping things moving within your skin and your body.
Mm-hmm. And how do you see like hydration playing a role in how well it's working also? Like, is that something that people should really focus on when they're starting this as well?
Yes and no. I mean, definitely the more hydrated you are, the better it's going to work. But I also think that a lot of people feel like they're dehydrated when it's just their fascia is just not holding on to water. They're just stuck.
Okay.
And so when the fascia begins to hold on to more water, because sometimes if you're dehydrated, drinking water isn't necessarily going to help you. You have to open up those areas for water to go and flow in your body.
Mm-hmm. I know. Well, that's one of my big things that holds me back from just like, okay, I'm going to start drinking a gallon of water a day, because I just pee it all straight out. Like, it just goes straight to my system.
Help your skin. And some of the big things that help with hydration are breathing well.
Mm-hmm.
Most, if you think about how you breathe, most of us breathe in the upper chest. We don't ever fill up our lower lungs.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us have very stuck diaphragms. And so we don't have that deep breath that we need to actually hydrate our bodies. And then our kidneys play a huge role in hydration as well. And we don't ever think about our kidneys other than the fact that they filter water, but our kidneys mm-hmm. are about just like, they're about how well we age. And so they say the kidneys hold your jing, which is like the amount of energy you have for your lifetime. And as we use up our jing, it depletes our life force and our quality of life and the length of our life. And our kidneys need time to rest and relax. So if we're constantly on the go, if we're constantly working, if our mind's constantly going, we're using up our jing and we're depleting our life force.
Interesting. Okay, ladies, I'm kind of picky about my jewelry. I like it to be simple and pretty and just that thing that kind of adds the final touch to my outfit to pull everything together without being overbearing. But it can be hard to find a style that you really like, and it can be even harder to find a jewelry company that is sustainable. That's something I think we don't even really think about too much as far as jewelry goes, but it's a really important point. And that's why I love Ana Luisa. That's A-N-A-L-U-I-S-A. They give me everything that I'm looking for in jewelry, and they do it for an amazing price. Their jewelry starts at just $39 because they have no luxury markup. So they're carbon neutral. They offset 100% of their carbon emissions, starting from sourcing their raw materials all the way to the disposal of their pieces. They have limited batches, ensuring the highest production standards while eliminating excessive waste. They have exceptional quality, long-lasting pieces crafted with care from the best noble metals, and they offer a 365-day warranty to replace or refund any piece that doesn't meet your expectations. And you guys, you can get 10% off with my code. If you go to analuisa.com/livewell, you can get that 10% off. Check out all of their pieces. Maybe you're going to find something like I did that is just going to be that final touch to an outfit. I got a really pretty simple bracelet that I'm absolutely in love with. You'll probably see me wearing it on Instagram next to my watch. I also got a couple beautiful simple necklaces that are just that perfect thing to add to any sweater that I'm wearing throughout the winter and the spring. It just kind of livens things up. And again, it makes me feel like it's a final thing to take it from just clothes that I'm wearing to an actual pulled together outfit. Plus, you guys, we've got Mother's Day coming up. It is just around the corner, and Ana Luisa is the perfect place to go to get an affordable but beautiful gift for your mother or mother-in-law or friends. This is the place to go to really pamper somebody and help them to feel a little special. Give them a little bit of really pretty jewelry for this Mother's Day. So again, you can go to analuisa.com. That's analuisa.com/livewell. Get that 10% off. Buy something for yourself. Buy something for a friend's birthday. You are not going to regret it. And you're going to be shopping for beautiful jewelry that's also sustainable. analuisa.com/livewell. So how do you think, I need to improve my jing. So how do I work on my kidneys specifically?
Yeah. Trauma is something that affects your kidneys because your kidneys hold the emotion of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Lived a traumatic life or a traumatic, you know, few years, it can really deplete that jing for us. And so we can do that through reflexology. You get that direct passageway from your face to your kidneys or your feet to your kidneys or wherever you're working, but your kidneys respond to the energy of just being. So things like meditation, embarking on something that's creative. So if you like to draw or paint or sing or something that you get so into that you lose track of time, that's really, really helpful for your kidneys. Being around water, so taking a bath or going to a lake or a stream and just hanging out is great. But anytime you can just allow yourself to just be without like your mind going and, you know, thinking about work or things like that.
That's interesting because that's another one of those things like, oh, I just can't let it go. There's always something, you know, and it definitely like I end up feeling exhausted and not feeling like I can ever catch up. So it's a matter of trying to work on like knowing you've got to let that go to let everything else heal and be able to even rest well to begin with.
And what happens is that when you turn off that constant need to overthink and that constant need to be doing something all the time, all of a sudden your creativity magnifies.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden you'll be like just allowing yourself and you'll get this amazing idea and you'll be like, oh my God, wow. You know?
Yeah. Like, where did that come from? Oh, well, it came from letting things go and not feeling so overwhelmed all the time, probably.
Yeah, your kidneys hold your innate wisdom and they hold your intuition and all of those things as well. So
that's really interesting. And I think it's interesting too, because, you know, there's physical proof of these things. I know for some people, they're probably listening and going like, oh, Mackenzie's gone off the deep end. Like she's talking about, you know, Chinese medicine and energy and, you know, all that sort of thing. But there really is physical proof for how these things show up in our bodies. And I think I kind of got to that point where I couldn't ignore it anymore, that my emotions and my stress level and all of those things were having such a profound impact on my overall health and the way I was looking and feeling, that I couldn't deny that there is a connection. And so learning things like this, like Gua Sha and the reflexology and meditating and breath work and those kinds of things to try to, like we're talking about, like calm my mind and let things go, seeing the differences that those things make and that they then have a positive impact on my health, it just became undeniable that this isn't just like hippie juju. Like these things have real foundations in how our bodies operate.
Absolutely. And the more your body's operating in harmony, the easier life becomes. Like all of a sudden you begin to feel guided because you're using your intuition. Like if you have so much brain, you know, blood flow going to your brain that you're just constantly thinking, you can't turn off your brain, your gut's probably not working very well.
Yeah.
You're actually turning off that stress response, is turning off the blood flow to your gut. Mm-hmm. And if your gut's not working well, you're not making serotonin. So you're not able to feel happy.
Yeah.
And you're not able to use your intuition because all of that comes from your gut.
Yeah. It's so interesting to hear you say that, because right after I fled my abusive marriage 3.5 years ago, the most significant impact that I had on my health was my gut. Like things just were not working the way that they had before. And it was a pretty significant, like long-term thing that I had to deal with. And it wasn't until I started getting through some of those things and having some healing emotionally and that sort of thing that things started to regulate again. It was just such a period of high stress that, exactly like you're saying, it was like all the other systems were in shutdown mode to try to get through it.
Yeah. Well, your body was like, my only goal is to keep you alive.
Yeah. Yeah. Not very well, but it was still basically functioning.
Yeah, it was like, you're alive. Okay, great.
Yeah. You made it to another day.
Yeah. And that's what your body does when it's in a constant stress, you know? And some of us, like, we just get used to this constant stress of our lives because we have like deadline, all this stuff coming at us. Mm-hmm. That we are in that state even when it's not an actual safety issue.
Yeah. Well, and I think especially in like a year like everyone has just been through and still is in, you know, I hear so many people say, like, I want to have these goals, I want to pursue things, but I keep finding myself back in survival mode because it's just so insane and there's no predictability and we don't know what's coming. And so if we can utilize some of these kinds of tools to help us in the coping, then I think it helps us to get back to that place where we're able to feel better so that we can start to thrive again.
Yes. And that's absolutely it. And, you know, I think that that's what, you know, is going on right now is a big campaign fear. It's like, you've got to be scared of this. You've got to be scared. And when you're scared, you shut down.
Yeah.
And when you're in fear mode, you can't go live your life's purpose because you're just like, well, I'm frozen. I can't actually do anything.
Yeah.
So it is a like, okay, let's get past this fear, you know, and realize that, okay, if I'm stuck here, you know, I'm just stuck.
Yeah.
So it's like getting past that fear. It's like, oh, okay, I can still, let's think about this. Let's use my creativity. How can I get ahead right now? How can I change things up? How can I help people? How can I help myself?
And really that comes back to kind of the core of what this podcast is all about. It's learning to live well anyway, that yes, we have the chaos and we have these crazy things that happen in our lives and there are things beyond our control, but there are still things that we can do for ourselves to be able to handle those stressors better and to find joy and to learn to live well anyway.
Absolutely. And even with this work too, what I often encourage people to do is work with a partner even. Down to that, like I just said, that Kenny's energy of just being. If you have a friend you can work with or a partner and you can do some of these reflexology points on them and they do them on you, you get that added benefit of that just being.
Yeah.
So even like connecting with another person, even though I do right now, it's really what's gonna, you know, magnify your immune system's ability to fight diseases anyway.
Yeah. And that's so interesting. I mean, you signed up for those classes, so you could get a lot of that benefit of like, oh, hey, people can practice on me as well as me practicing on them. Like that connection with other people, I think, especially in a year where we have largely been isolated and disconnected from people, just that sort of community and togetherness and camaraderie can really be a healing factor in and of itself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And even like connection is one of the things that brings your body into that state of regulation and that parasympathetic state where you're getting blood flow to your gut and blood flow to your heart and blood flow to your lungs and all the organs that need to be operating well in order to keep you healthy and feeling good.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, I feel like I could, you know, talk to you all day and ask you all kinds of different questions, but I'm so grateful that you've put together such an amazing amount of free information. Like I'm always blown away when I see another one of your videos pop up on Instagram and there, you know, I follow quite a few people who do gua sha and facial reflexology and whatnot. And they're really more like reels. You know, you're going to see a 15 second, a 30 second thing about, well, basically do this. And it's the sped up version. You're like, well, okay, I'm going to try to follow this. But I'm so appreciative that you really spend the time, you go a little bit deeper and you give the reasons why and how it works. And I feel like I'm always better at implementing something when I have kind of like the well-rounded information and I remember better what it is I need to do. And you've just created such an amazing resource that I can't wait for people to get over to your Instagram and your website and see what they can glean from you to really start making some differences in their skin and in their health.
Yes. Well, thank you. And that's really been my goal since the beginning of, March last year when this all started.
Yeah.
People a resource to help them calm down emotionally, move forward and even to help other people. And so I do offer a ton of free information. I really encourage people to use it, to help themselves get through this, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm appreciative. I think you've done an amazing job and I just can't wait to see what you continue to come out with. And I think that all the ladies who listen are going to love what you've got. So thank you for all of that work that you do.
Welcome. Yes. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. It was a lot of fun to talk to you. And if anybody has any questions, please visit my Instagram at Mind Body Beauty Institute, or my website is JackieVanWooler.com.
And we will have the links to all of that in the show notes. But Jackie, I forgot to tell you something that I do with all of my new guests on the show. So I'm just going to spring it on you right now. But at the end of every episode, I ask some stock questions that are just some fun this or that kinds of things. So are you game?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Candles or essential oil diffuser?
Essential oils.
Okay. And what are some of your favorite essential oils to turn to?
I love citrusy ones because I think they just boost my mood so much.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the citrusy ones are my favorite.
Okay. Cloth napkins or paper?
I prefer cloth, but I would probably use paper more.
Okay. City or country?
I just moved from Denver to the Black Hills, so I'm going to say country.
Okay. Paper or digital?
Oh, I like paper.
Okay. Shopping, would you rather do it online or in-store? As though any of us have had a choice in the last
Right. I prefer in-store because I like looking around.
Okay. It's time for you to make dinner and you need a mental break. Do you listen to a podcast or music?
I usually listen to podcasts.
And what are some of your favorite podcasts to listen to?
I've been listening to the Weston A. Price.
Oh, yeah.
Wise Traditions.
Okay.
Dr. Tommy John, The High Wire. Those are probably the Model Health Show, Lewis Howes, The School of Greatness.
Okay. Those are good. That's a good, strong list. All right. Chocolate, milk or dark?
Milk, for sure.
Okay. Sports or no sports?
I like doing sports. I don't like watching sports.
Okay. Live broadcasting. Would you rather broadcast or watch?
Probably watch.
Okay. And what is your favorite movie?
I have to say my all-time favorite movie is Airplane, just because of how silly it is.
That's fantastic. I've not had that response, and that's a good one. Okay, and the last question, if you were to put yourself on the crunchiness spectrum, where 0 is totally not crunchy and 10 is like singing Kumbaya by the fire with your legs unshaven and dreadlocks in your hair, where are you on the list?
I would say a year ago, I was about a 5, and I'm probably moving towards a 9 now.
All right. What the pandemic has done for you.
That's right.
Yeah. I love it. Well, thank you so much for coming on today, Jackie, and sharing all of your wisdom with us. I just literally, I'm going to get off of here and just go spend an hour on your Instagram.
Well, thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, Mackenzie.
Yeah. All right, ladies, I hope you found this episode to be really enlightening and inspiring and maybe helping you to figure out some things that you never even really thought about as far as how our emotions and our stress levels are connected to our health and our well-being and the way that we look, because we all want to look younger, right? I know I do. And so if you want links to anything that we talked about in today's episode, you can go to mackenziekappa.com and click on podcasts, but you should also be able to swipe up in whatever app you are using to listen to the podcast, and it will give you all of the show notes right there with links to everything we've talked about, to be able to find Jackie on Instagram. All that good stuff will be there. Another thing that you will find there are links to all of our sponsors, so that you can go and you can take advantage of any of those codes to be able to get discounts on everything that they are talking about. And you can find links to my newsletter and my Instagram and all of those places where you can get even more content from Live Well Anyway. One last thing that you can find there is a link to Amazon. If you go to mackenziekappa.com/Amazon, for anything that it is you want to buy from Amazon, they kick a little bit of a commission back to us, and it doesn't cost you a dime more. It's a really easy way for you to be able to support the show without having to do anything above and beyond what you would already be doing. And if you want some suggestions of what you might want to get at Amazon, I have got all of my lists right there curated for you, everything from my favorite skincare to makeup to hair products to all of the gift guides that we've ever done. There is so much there if you just go to mackenziekappa.com/Amazon and do all of your purchasing through that link. Thank you so much to all of you who do that. It makes a huge difference to the show. You help keep the lights on around here. And I'm just so grateful for each and every one of you who listens to the show week after week. You guys are the reason I do it, and you're the reason that this show continues to thrive and move forward. So thank you so much for being loyal listeners. You will never know what it means to me. And thank you for being my marketing team and for telling your friends about Live Well Anyway. That's the other aspect of you being a loyal listener that makes such a difference to the show continuing to be able to grow and have on great guests like Jackie in the future. So thank you so much to all of you who just keep coming back week after week. I appreciate each and every one of you. Okay, until next week, when we are going to be talking with my very favorite massage therapist, go be bold and gracious.